The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds up to 10 times faster than Sky's standard broadband.
Now, so if you love Irish music, of course you do, what are you going to do next tomorrow night? It's Saturday night. It's what we've all been craving, the best in Irish music back on stage, playing their hearts out. And on the telly, the heart of Saturday night, it's hosted by Una Healy and Saleh Garnett, who is best known to us as Loa. And it's going to be starting tomorrow, a six-part series over the summer months. And they're both on the phone, Una Healy and Loa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Very well. And Una Healy, who I just picture Tipperary just saying your name, Una. So, but this show, it's filmed in the round room of Dublin's Mansion House. This is like a dream gig for you, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. For both of us, myself and Laura are just in our element there. You can see it. We're beaming through the screens because we're like, not only are we like, you know, just celebrating music, but we actually get to sing ourselves as well. And it's just celebrating the great Irish music of today and the past as well. It's just one big celebration of music and Irish music. It really is an amazing show, and I just can't wait for everyone to see it. And so that's why it's on for 6 weeks, so you'll be greatly entertained every Saturday night.
No, it sounds brilliant. You obviously, when was the last time you would have performed in front of any? I know it's crew and other musicians, but performing the first day must have been an emotional experience.
It was, yeah. I think for everybody, a lot of people said this is like the first time that I've actually performed in front of an audience, essentially in a room. I hadn't done a gig, and I haven't since. Oh, it's nearly 2 years now. So it's amazing to be back on stage. And Loa, you missed it as well, didn't you, a lot?
Yeah, it was so exciting to be back, wasn't it? And we had so much crack on set, and obviously it was really emotional for everyone because everyone's feeling the same thing and just so loving being around other musicians. It was like a mini session in our very giant house, and it was just great to be back. And I think that everyone watching it is really going to enjoy that too, because I think that we've all been missing it.
And Loa, what kind of vibe can we expect then from tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow night, we're starting with a bang. We've got Codaline, we've got Lyra, and Gavin James. And I have the great honour of singing a song with Gavin and singing another one on my own. So it's going to be very fun and light and beautiful.
Great. And do you get to sit down and have a chat with some of them?
Yes, I chat to Gavin and Codaline, and Una, you chatted to Lyra, is that right?
Yeah, I was chatting to Lyra as well. Yeah, it was lovely. We actually were, like as Laura was saying there, we're in the Mansion House. Like, it's kind of like it was our living room, you know, having the chats on the sofa and then just getting to like sit back and relax and enjoy and watch the others perform. Actually, I remember Bellex when I overheard them saying as well, it's just like doing a gig in front of your peers, like, you know. but it's lovely. Like, yeah, and it's such an amazing production company as well, the same creators of other voices. So like I myself like grew up watching that, and I used to like, you know, being when I was doing the pub scene, singing in bars, closing my eyes, pretending I was on other voices. And so this is a massive dream come true for me to be performing amongst these people, and Loa as well as on other voices as well. So yeah. It's like, it's amazing.
So it's all so Irish, special. Yeah, and it's Irish. How many references to Tip do you manage to crowbar in?
Oh, I just like randomly just shout up Tip every now and then. So I've been asked for that.
And Loa, you have an interesting background because you were a farmer. You were a qualified pharmacist.
Yes.
And then you turned musician, but obviously...
And then I went back.
Yeah, because you had big plans for last year before everything went kaput.
Yeah, before it all went haywire, I was actually going to emigrate to the States. And you know, the day that I was planning to fly out was the day we went into lockdown, the 16th of March, day before Paddy's Day 2020, a day we'll all remember forever. So I ended up going back to my old job, and I've been there since. And, you know, things have, in some ways, while it's been very challenging not to do live gigs, they've taken off for me in the sense that I did that work with other voices, and I've managed to keep myself really busy and write. So in a way, maybe it's been a kind of a blessing in disguise, because I've had a really improved relationship with being in Ireland and working here. So yeah.
You grew up in Kildare.
I did.
Is it in Kildare you're still based?
No, I'm in Dublin now. I'm in the Big Smoke.
Traitor to the Kildare people. But it was fronting those streaming shows, wasn't it, that's led to this gig?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you were speaking about other voices earlier with Amy Winehouse and everything. They make really incredible music shows and really tasteful. And so we have a I have a relationship with them the last couple of years. And yeah, I presented two of the shows and sang. So it kind of all worked out in this really lovely, organic way. And then meeting Una has been such a blessing, and we got on so well as well. And you know, we're similar. We have our own backgrounds, but we have like a very funny Venn diagram and stuff. So it's it really feels like a special synchronicity.
And Una, you got to know Lo as well through the Irish Women in Harmony project.
Yeah, that's right. There was another, something good that came out of the pandemic, I guess, like bringing people together. Although we were at home, the whole thing was recorded from home, and Ruth Ann Cunningham set the whole thing up. And yeah, I was so delighted to be part of that. And I didn't know Loa before, but I listened to her music and I was such a big fan of her voice. It's absolutely gorgeous. You should hear her on the show. She's unbelievable. She really is. Mm. But yeah, that was a lovely project to work on during the pandemic. And we still are in touch all the time with the girls. Mm. It's a really fantastic thing.
Now, we spoke last year, actually, on the show, Una, because you had just come back from England, didn't you, to move back to Tip?
Yeah, I'm back a year now. Imagine that.
Oh, are you right?
So that's about a year ago that I was chatting to you when I came home first. But it's been a very great year for me, really, since moving home as well. I'm just so happy back home, and the kids are as well. And we're having such an amazing summer. So you wouldn't want to go anywhere else. You wouldn't want to be anywhere else but Ireland right now. That's how I feel.
You're here.
Every Saturday night, you're going to be entertained as well with the Heart of Saturday Night. So what more could you want?
I know. How are the little kids, Aoife and Ty, getting along? Because I remember last year you were saying you'd hope they may sound a little bit more Tip.
Yeah, they've definitely got a few little twangs in there now with the Tip accents coming through, but no, they're very much settled in here now, and they're very happy here.
You're still doing you're still at the shoes.
I still have my shoes. Yeah,
fabulous shoes.
Good.
Strutting around now in style with things opening up again. It's so lovely, isn't it? Yeah, it's great. It's so exciting. Like, you know, we're kind of celebrating like the little things that we took for granted in the past.
Oh, yeah.
So it's so lovely.
So true. It's lovely to get dressed up for something and be treated out to a meal. I think I started clearing up a plate the other day and doing the waiter's job because I've forgotten my manners.
Oh, God.
You're stacking up the plates.
Yeah.
And Loa, I bought the jeans. You know the ones that you were wearing? The ones liked? I got
Stop.
Them. Yeah, I can't wait to wear them now as well.
I'm delighted here. Thanks for letting me.
So that means you have to buy the shoes.
Yeah, I know. I have to get
some
shoes.
Oh, no, she's picking out some shoes as well.
I think I want the yellow pumps.
Oh, yeah. Good choice.
Okay, yellow pumps. Okay, let's get started, because it's been really good for the whole thing, because we've obviously always looked globally and almost don't value something unless, you know, an Irish thing makes it abroad. Whereas now we've looked in and we're realising and appreciating our homegrown talent a little bit more now, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the show.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, we were saying, we were chatting about it before, that it's very iconic, this show and this moment, because there's pretty much never a time when you'd find so many amazing musicians who are really busy all the time in the same country and get them in the same city in the same room. Like, it's just kind of unheard of for 6 weeks in a row. And you know, we have Joseph O'Connor, the writer, on the show as well. So to actually make that happen could only have happened in the pandemic. And it's, as you say, it's making us look at ourselves and go, God, we really have a lot to offer.
So the Heart of Saturday Night as well, it has a national treasure element to it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we pay tribute to a late Irish icon at the end of every show and perform some of their music as well. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow night we're remembering Phil Lynott. We're also going to remember Dolores, Shea Healy, Ronnie Drew and John Prine as well over the coming weeks. So it's very important because their music is legendary and will live on, you know, and we're still celebrating it all the time. So they've been such a huge influence to most of us, or all of us really. So that's a really special segment of the show.
That's a lovely touch. And do you sing together, by the way, on the show?
Yeah, we sing with Irish Women in Harmony, which is fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we all come together. The stage was very broad for that one, wasn't it? It's the round room, but we literally went the whole way around.
We used the whole roundness of it. Yeah.
Because you had to distance, right? Okay. How many were on stage for that?
I think there was there 16 of us, I think.
Yeah, with the band and everything.
Yeah.
A hape, a collective.
But we were all socially distanced. Don't worry about that.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. But is there an Una Healy Loa duet, or maybe you're going to collaborate after this?
Yeah.
Well.
Do you want to
tell us? This is the good. Well, we certainly have the seeds of something beautiful. So we're working on it.
Yeah, we're writing a song together, and we've got the real idea of it, and the, you know, a good hook. Yeah. That's, you know, great bones to start with, but we're excited now.
Sure, you might as well, since you're already sharing tips on jeans and shoes.
I know.
Get the music
done. You'd be surprised now, Oliver, the amount of stuff we have in common. It's actually so funny, like when we met, because we didn't know each other before, and it was like all these little tiny coincidences that we have in common, but just really funny.
They're
brilliant.
You can tell that you're getting along like mad, so it's great. It's great to see, because Tip and Kildare don't meet often in the championship in particular.
We're bridging the gap. We're bringing peace.
The heart of Saturday night, RTÉ 1 tomorrow night for 6 Saturdays from 9:30. Girls, enjoy it. And thanks a million for talking to us.
Thanks very much. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Slán.